on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
And we are racing at racing.com, packing them on the synthetic today. And it's great to have the company of two outstanding four men and just outstanding men. Full stop, Warren Huntley and Brendan Delaney. Woz, how are you, mate?
Oh, I'm going very well, thanks, Michael. Thanks for that very nice introduction.
Gee whiz, Mick Head, I'm not sure if you heard Woz. I could listen to him for hours talk racing. A lot of SMSs coming through about how great that was and the common sense he was talking about. He's certainly an astute trainer, and I love the scientific mind that he's got to what he brings to training.
Absolutely, and I love his just lateral thinking about, you know, even the work schedule for the week and you know, potential for training, etc. And if all that does is promote some discussion and have the people who are making those type of decisions think about the options and discuss it, then that's a good thing, because he's certainly highly intelligent and a lateral thinker.
Absolutely. I think the participants, those at the coalface, certainly need a voice. Absolutely. Brendan Delaney's got a great voice, and he'll be hopefully finding us plenty of winners today. What do you think of the card, Brendan?
Not too bad, Michael. Another Tuesday packing where it looks as though we're going to shoot pretty straight. Just caught the back end of Mick Kent there. Gee, he's had some good jockeys at his disposal. Sumion, Canane, some of the best we've seen.
And Canane was the money man. Let's hope we can... By the way, Jets, too, in an hour's time, the weights for the Caulfield Melbourne Cup will be announced as well. So Gareth Hall and RSN Central will have more with that. So big news day today with confirmation of David Hayes heading over to Hong Kong. And the weights are out. All that's still to come on RSN Central. Let's find a winner today at Pakenham, though. The first race is over the 1,200 metres, a benchmark 58. No scratchings. The favourite, Jamaican Hurry, from the Amy and Ashiagi stable, who've been flying of late. $2.10. Gentleman's Words, $2.90. Iskra, $5. And then we're down to number six, Daskarines, or Daskazine, is at $6.50. And then we're at the double figure odds. Amy and Ash have been flying at the moment, Warren, and Jamaican Hurry is a well-supported favourite.
They're flying in general, Michael, but they're flying even more so at the Pakenham synthetic track. They've basically made it their own in recent times, and Jamaican Hurry just got stronger and stronger, winning second up, and no doubt will be even fitter with that run under the belt. Stepped from 1,100 to 1,200 metres last start, loved it, and just flowed into the race really well. And I think with that fitness edge, she's the one to beat three ahead of four. Gentleman's Words, I think the market's identified the main chances, showed ability first racing prep, particularly on debut with that placing behind Lucifer's Reward, who came out and won at midweek level and well found by Guesty last week. So that form's good, given a really nice, easy trial, I think, on seriously rain-affected ground recently, but looked to move very well. Blinkers are off here for the first up run. Two, Iskra, I don't mind coming back to 1,200 metres or ride the speed and give a sight and maybe Daskazine next best. But the market's identified the main chances. I think Amy and Ash are the team to beat. 3-4-2-1.
3-4-2-1. Do you concur, Brendan?
Yep, same four numbers, same order for B, Jamaican Hurry. Probably unlucky not to be 2 from 2 this time in. Just never got out fresh over the 1,100 metres and was really, really strong at the back end of 12 last time. Put them away comfortably. Gentleman's Word, as Warren mentioned, had a soft trial in preparation for this. Didn't want to overly test her on some serious rain-affected ground there at Cranbourne, but a debut run was good. Iskra was really good here over 1,200, 2 runs back. Was just able to jump run and kept on running, tried to control it over 1,400. Didn't pan out all that well for her. She comes back in trip, and then Daskazine rode that slow speed last time out and just missed. Goes to 1,200 for the third time and third up. 3-4-2-1 for me.
3-4-2-1 in the first race. Number two is over the 1,100 metres in this race. We've got a few scratchings. 4, 5, 6, and 10. The favourite is Dane Clipper. Hayes Dabbing again. $2.80. Imperial Lad is at $4.20. Bronski Girl, $4.80. And Palacio Musico is at $5.50. Lodestar, $6.50. So not a big field, but there's only one runner under double-figure odds, because Kumo Sun's also an $8 pop. This looks really very open, Warren.
It is. I'm playing three horses in Quinella's trifectas and exactas here. And look, Dane Clipper just moved beautifully in a recent jump out at Flemington. Looks ready to go to the races and run well. And, just looks to have a nice flowing action. Number one, Imperial Labs jumped out very well to resume here. Those jump outs on the course proper where they're out wide. If you see horses strong to the line there, it's a good indication. And two runs to date have been good. Resuming here. I like the trial of number 11, Kumo Sun, recently. Held in, tucked in behind them, but went to the line with Southbank, who then came through that trial to be very well supporter to win for the Freedman Stable. They're the three I'm working around. And through the form line, through Jamaican Hurry, that hopefully is enhanced through the first race, Bronski Girls seem to run okay first up and will be fitter. 9-1, 11 and 8.
9-1, 11 and 8. Have any of these first starters caught your eye, Brendan?
Yeah, Dane Clipper, definitely, and Kumo Sun of the one stepping out for the first time. They're my two on top numbers. Dane Clipper just looked really professional in the jump outs at Flemington, rolls on the speed and looks like it won't be too long before she'll be breaking her maiden. It'll probably be today. As Warren outlined, Kumo Sun was a really, really good trial there at Cranbourne. Tucked in behind, never let off the chain and went to the line with South Bank that's come out and won. So that's a good enough form line for mine, and is probably the best priced of the ones that I'm keen on in this race. Lodestar, thought it quickened away from its rivals nicely in a recent jump out, and then Imperial Lad, as Warren outlined, covered ground at that in that jump out at Caulfield and went to the line with them. It was impressive. 9-11, 2-1, but I think it's a race there might be a little bit of form come out of.
All right, 9-11, 2-1 in the second for Brendan Delaney. 9-1 for Warren. Race number three, the maiden over 1,600 metres. In this race, we can take out number five, which is Reactor. Could be a big day for Hayes Dabbenig because I've got the favourite again, Positive Mind, which is at $3.20. I've got the second favourite too, Miss Sab, $3.20. Coombe Lane is at $4. Madeira Bay, another Hayes Dabbenig runner, is at $5. And then we're out to $8.54 Exclaim. So Lindsay Park may appear to have this race by the scruff of the neck. Brendan?
Yeah, they've got three really good chances in the race. Two of them pretty much had the run of the race last time and were beaten, Positive Mind and Miss Sabre. I'm just going to steer away and hope Matt Kamani can spoil the Lindsay Park party here with Coombe Lane. He could be the improver out of the race. 1,600 metres is going to suit him at start number three. The blinkers come off. He covered a fair bit of ground last time at Ballarat, just suggesting that the mile isn't going to be out of his reach. I think Coombe Lane, number 10, can win to beat four. Positive Mind just missed last time, but did have the run of the race, as did Miss Sava. She had her chance off a fresh in there at Pakenham last time out. And then Madeira Bay might be the one that might be looking for a little bit more ground than 1,600 metres, but is improving through. 10, 4, 9 and 11. For me.
All right, 10, 4, 9, 11. So Brennan's saying that Matty Kamani can spoil the Lindsay Park party. Do you agree, Warren?
He's the one that's in the mix for me with the three of the Lindsay Park teams. See the race very similarly. I thought they ran that race at a pretty solid tempo that Positive Mind was in last start. He battled on well. He'd be nice and hard and fit from a good draw. He should get a good run, as he did last start. I've got 4 ahead of 9. Miss Sav, another one that seemed to have a chance last start, but ran well, hard and fit now. I think the step up in distance will suit Coombe Lane, who potentially could spoil the party for Lindsay Park with the blinkers off. And I had Madeira Bay in as next best, the other representative from the Lindsay Park team, trying to recoup some costs for sending David to Hong Kong. 4, 9, 10, 11.
4, 9, 10 and 11. I'm not sure if any of them will end up in Hong Kong, but that's where David is today. Press conference 12:30 Melbourne time to announce his relocation to train in Hong Kong next season. Race number 4 is over 1,400 metres. In this race, the scratchings are 1, 9 and 13. The favourite is, once again, Hayes Dabbenig, Triton Rising. Rising into $1.70. Gee, it's short, isn't it? The stablemate, Camo's at $7.50. Then we're out to $9 and $12, the remainder of the field. So, gee, this is one of the short price favourites of the day, Warren.
It has to be the one to beat, Michael. I think the way the race shaped up just didn't suit Triton Rising last start, but in a solidly run race, he ran good late sectionals, out to 1,400 metre suits. The winkers go on. And he looks to have real upside, and he certainly his debut run was eye-catching. His jump out going into this preparation, I thought, indicated that he'll get out in distance as he gets into the campaign, and to 1,400 metres here, just a lovely progression off what was certainly an adequate return. 10 ahead of 8 Memorialise, who gets the blinkers on and the winkers off here, and covered ground on debut. I thought under the circumstances, ran well, should get a better run today. 12 Amarillo Queen's going to need a little bit of luck from that wide draw, but the two runs this campaign have been solid. And 3 Camo, I thought the jump out trials going into this campaign were better than what we saw first up. Maybe this ground or suit gets an inside draw and Jamie Carr, so a few things that could help Camo improve. 10-8, 12 and 3.
Can't be done. Form is pretty strong, Brendan. Would you be happy to take $1.70, the favourite Triton Rising?
In a race like this, the breeding should suggest that $1.70 is a good price. Sebring out of Vane Queen, bred in the blue. He was good enough, fresh, held his ground in that race at Sandown. This is easier. Out to 1,400 will suit him. I think he'll be winning this today by a fair way. Triton Rising, well, you'd hope so anyway. Umbrella Queen in for second. Gets to the 1,400 for the first time. Didn't mind the jump out of Lucky Edward down the back straight at Sandown. Thought he did enough there to be competitive in this race, and then 8 memorialised. But sit back and watch, and Triton Rising will probably break his maiden today. 10, 12, 15, and 8.
All right, 10, a good thing. 12, 15, and 8 from Brendan Delaney. We're going to take a break for... Oh, no, hang on. There's 10 races today. There's not 8. We're going to punch through another race before... A couple of races before we take our break. It's a big 10-race card today at Pakenham. Race number 5 is the O'Brien Real Estate Pakenham Maiden over 1,200 metres. In this race, we can take out 2 and 8. The favourite here is Stand to Attention, Leon and Troy Corson, second up today with James Winks in the saddle. Hankington Station is at $3.90. Bachelor Baron, $5.50. And then out to Big Why Big Bry is at $8.50. Stand to Attention, very firm in the market here, Warren. Can it break its maiden status today?
Well, he finds a very suitable race. He was actually good to the line first up in a much stronger race at Moonee Valley behind Condos Express. Set standing form reference for a maiden. I think the blinkers going on could be the key gear change, and there's been options to run him in stronger races, and I think they're just trying to get the win on the board today, and they try and find a very suitable race. As Brendan mentioned at the start of the day, we're going to have to shoot pretty straight here, but he's the one to beat. I like the recent trial of Hankington Station. He looks talented. He had a nice run from the draw. He looks to have a bit of strength about him. He rode the speed and kicked on well in a recent trial. 5 Stevens Green, they ran pretty good time in that race on debut, and he was there to absorb that and run well. Maybe 9 Bachelor Baron, who I thought would be harder to beat than he was last start. Maybe that race didn't shape up that well for him. He gets the blinkers off here and the wickers on and can improve. But 11's the one to beat ahead of 10, 5 and 9.
11, 10, 5 and 9. If you just look at his form, he should be winning, shouldn't he, Brendan? As Warren said, not far behind Condos Express. And you go back 3 starts, he finished second, beaten a length by Super Seth.
Yep, length off Super Seth, and I don't think he had the greatest of luck that day back on the fence. 4 lengths off Princess Sussex on Bendigo, on Golden Mile Day at Bendigo. Gets the blinkers back on today. Was just snagged out of the race from that gate at Moonee Valley last time out. He's been competitive in much stronger races than this. I'll be really surprised if he doesn't go on and score today to beat 12 White Big Bry. He resumes for the Bassett and Young team. I thought his trial was really good back on the inside there at Cranbourne. Hankington Station, a debutant for the Stokes team. Johnny Allen takes a ride, another one that's trialled up really strongly. And then of the rest, Bachelor Baron. But I think Stand to Attention will be breaking through in this one. 11, 12, 10 and 9.
11, 12, 10 and 9. Another potential good thing from Brendan Delaney, race number 5. Race number 6 is over the 1,100 metres. We only take the one runner out here, and that is number 8. You'll Thrash Him from the Maloney Stable is the favourite at $3.70. Our Fox Wedge, $5. Zizi La Fille is at $5, and then we go down to Esprit Finale at $5.50, and Unyielding is at $5.50, $6 Vincent Van Gogh. So gee whiz, Brendan, this is an open race.
Yep, this is one of the tougher races on the card, Michael. I'm going to go with our Fox Wedge here, number 1. I thought his trial was very good, was some time ago, a month or so ago, but if he's held his form off that, he might be hard to beat here. He's got an okay fresh record. He likes the synthetic, and he wasn't far off fresh last preparation to beat Vincent Van Gogh, number 4. I thought he was good after covering ground off a slow speed last time. 7 Unyielding, I thought, did enough off a fresh and at Ballarat last time out over the 1,200. That was last week. Comes back to the 1,100 metres here. And then 5, Yule Thrasham, saved all the ground last time on the inside, but has been a while since she last saluted the judge in front. Our Fox Wedge, number 1 for me, 1, 4, 7 and 5.
1, 4, 7 and 5 from Brendan. This is a tricky race here, Warren. Who do you like?
Well, I found it a tricky race, but I've settled on the same top selection, Michael. I like the trial of our Fox Wedge, and I was waiting him to get to the races. I don't know what the story is with that month or so between the trial and getting to the races. Haven't seen a jump out since, but gee, trial well. He can handle a synthetic, and in an even race, I think if he's ready to go fresh, which he did look like in that trial, then he's got as good a chance as anything. Ewell Trafford may just walk in front in that race last start. Tried to make ground back near the inside, but the horses on speed were entitled to give a kick there. I thought ran well in an even race, certainly a chance. Interested in Monumental Lady first up. Haven't seen a trial or a jump out, but just at the short trip of 1,100 metres, she's effective fresh. She was a winner first up last campaign. I'm including her, and for Vincent Van Gogh was solid to the line last start. 1-5-3-4.
That's six races down at Pakenham. We'll take a break. We'll come back with a quaddie on the Victorian Form Preview.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome back to the Victorian Form Preview. We are up to the first leg of the quaddie, race number 7 today at Pakenham, and we've got another odds-on favourite from the Hayes Dabernick stable, and that is Credence. We can take out numbers 4 and 8. Credence, $1.90, in from $2.15 this morning. Young Hostess is at $4.80. Wolf Tone, $6. Captain Argento, $8. $8.50. Penthouse Kitten. A number under double figure odds here. Warren, is it a one-outer, or do we need to go a bit wider in the first leg of the quaddie?
Well, it's close to a one-outer. If Credence doesn't win this race, I don't know where he goes. Michael, I thought his runs this campaign had been good. It actually showed that he was going well leading into this campaign. He's run well enough at each start, particularly the run behind Char Rossa at Flemington two starts ago. Then he was on the lakeside at Sandown in the race run by Brigadier, but he still ran well. Gets down to 78th grade here. He gets Jamie Mott aboard. Not a lot of dead weight from a good draw. He should win. Young Hostess has found form for the Jamie Edwards stable, so might be the main danger to my eye. Golden G's limited, but can find the line solidly, and Wolf Tone Ditto, who's limited and doesn't win that often. A lot of these are anchored in around about this grade, whereas Credence has got some potential to go on to a better staying race. Should win. 1 ahead of 3, 7 and 6.
1, 3, 7 and 6. Are you with Credence as well, Brendan?
Yeah, I think they'll be scratching their head if he doesn't win this one today. Interesting, though, the Winter Synthetic Stay Series final. First two horses in the market, both having their first start on synthetic tracks. So Credence is the one for me, though, here. As Warren's outlined, not sure what they do with him if he doesn't win this. These are horses that are benchmark 58ers, and that's where they're probably going to stay for the majority of them. And his run at Flemington, particularly two runs ago, suggests that he should be winning this and putting a bit of a space on them, you would hope. Young Hostess in for second. Finds a race that's not overly strong after winning over the 2200 on the turf at Geelong last time out. You think she would have had some exposure to the synthetic track, though, being trained down there at Geelong on the old Geelong track there. Then 6 Wolf Tome, if he brings his best, he can measure up, but he doesn't find it all that often. And then maybe if there's one that's going to get a soft lead and give a bit of cheek, it might be Captain Argento. He beat Wolf Tome, Penthouse Kitten home last week at Ballarat and gets down in the weight off of them, so he might be one that can cling on for fourth. But 1 Credence to beat 3, 6 and 9.
1, 3, 6 and 9. Race number 8 over the 1200 metres. In this race, take out the 8 well backed Blood Oath. Number 5 for Enver Yusufovic. $2.30 non-pair, $4.45 Condor's Heroes. The Mares at $6.50 and then Windforce at $8.50. This is what EJ had to say about Blood Oath with the Brecky boys.
Listen, this horse is going places, so he'll race on speed, and he may lead or sit behind the leader, but I think there's better races in store for him. I thought he was quite impressive last start. He does handle the going, and you know, if you sort of put two and two together, you know, good on the synthetic, and he's a progressive horse. I think from a punter's point of view, you would think he'd be extremely hard to beat.
No surprises. He's been well backed. EJ's confident. He's in rare form. He's won his two starts this time in. Can he make it 3 in a row, Brendan?
He certainly can. I don't think he'll be leading, though. Non-payer, she's pretty fast out of barrier number 4. She'll be scooting along. He'll be having his work cut out trying to head her off, but I thought it was a perfect scenario for him to just sit in behind. Non-payer's going to try and kick off the turn, and that should pave the way for him to get off her back and go charging past her. He's unbeaten here, and I think he is a horse going places as Ember outlined. Non-payer, she's going to give a great side in front. She likes firm surfaces, so she's suited here on the synthetic. synthetic. She's 3 from 3 here on her home track. She'll be in it for a long way. Just the back end of 1200's a little concern for me. Condor's Heroes, well, he's back a gelding now, and he hasn't won for 900 days. But the jump out prior to the first up run at Moonee Valley was really super, but he can be a bit of a morning star. He comes through the same race as Nonpayer. If he can find some form or turn up, he might be able to blow the lot of them away. But I'm not prepared to take the risk on him winning. But he's definitely in there for third, and then next best might be the mare. But Blood Oath for me, 5, 1, 2, and 4.
5, 1, 2, and 4. Are you with Blood Oath, Warren?
Yeah, I'm thinking that him and Nonpayer are the two, Michael. Look, just worth mentioning too, I know you paid tribute to Danny Frawley at the top of the show and in the ownership of Captain Argento in the previous and in Brendan's numbers. And even if you don't back the winner of the race, I think all of us will be in some way cheering for Captain Argento in race 7. Mm. In race 8, I thought Nonpayer, who's had a really solid jump out since the most recent run, and they're the two standouts for me, 1 Nonpayer and 5 Blood Oath, and they'll both be somewhere near the speed. And because there's been such good support for Blood Oath, I think there's a bit of value about Nonpayer. 1 just ahead of 5 for me. 3 Spirit or Lager, I think, is also coming to hand well. He'll be off the speed and strong late, might be somewhere value for trifectas and first fours. And I'll put 4, the mare, in as next best. 1, 5, 3, 4. You have to have an opinion, Michael. I think Condor's Hero just might be a bit of a track work star than a race day star. So I'm working around him, probably make him a mole. 1, 5, 3, 4.
All right, the next race we take out, 12 and 13, the favourite, Infernine Rain, for Ash and Amy Argy again, 340, or Devo 340, up to $9, Lakeside Oval. Punters have got it down to 2, Warren, do you agree?
I think that that Infernine Rain and El Devo are certainly two of the key runners. Michael, I'd throw Parsi into the mix, who was able to absorb some pressure and was stronger the line in a solidly run race last start. I've got Infinite Rain, part of the Amy and Ashiagi domination of this track in recent times. He's been the real flag bearer. 2 ahead of 4, Il Devo, who's building to another win. He doesn't have a lot of them, but he's going well. 7, Piscean, gets the blinkers on following a victory. I'm interested when good trainers like Danny Williams put a gear change on a horse after winning. So maybe there's still some improvement to come there. He's learning his trade to some extent. And Say Good Night for me, next best. 2, 4, 7, 8.
What are your numbers here, Brendan?
I don't think Infinite Rain's going to have to have done too much out of his last run to be winning this again. He's only got to hold his form, and I think he'll be continuing the run for Amy and Ash here on the packet and synthetic. 3 from 3 here, 2 out of 2 at the trip. I think it just sets up nicely for him. El Devo in for second. He's hard to catch, El Devo, but he was good when he was sent up onto the speed last time out. I'm not sure if he can hold off Infinite Rain again, though. Just around midnight, second up from a break. He'll be better for that fresh up run. He's got good stats around 1600 metres. He's going to improve on whatever he does today, but I'll be expecting him to be hitting the line okay. And then Say Good Night, I think, is ready for the 1600 metres there. Number 8. 2, 4, 5, and 8 for me.
2, 4, 5, and 8. We'll whip through the last. It's another odds on for Hayes Dabernick. Exedia at $1.85. Miss Mo, $5.50 with Encircle. Is it a good thing in the last, Warren?
Just about. Michael wants some insurance. You're terrific winning here 2 starts ago. Ran well in Adelaide, stronger company since. Clearly the one to beat. 10 ahead of 2, Miss Mo. 3 Encircle and 8, Tug of War. 10, 2, 3, 8.
With a favourite, Brendan?
Yeah, certainly am. Super here last time. Chased one off a slow speed in Adelaide to beat number 3 in the race. Number 3 there is Encircle. Stiff probably not to have won last time there at Pakenham. Then 8, Tug of War. Solid enough at Sale. And 2, Miss Mo. 10, 3, 8, 2 for me in the last.
All right. How do we make a dollar today, Warren?
Credence, he's got to win today. Michael, race 7, number 1. The best bit of value about race 8. Number 1, Nonpayer, maybe save with the Quinella with Blood Oath. Quaddy, 1 and 3 in the first leg, 1 and 5 in the second, 2, 4, 7, 8 in the third, home with 2, 3, and 10. Take Quinella's exactors and trifectas in race 2 with numbers 1, 9, 11 as the play of the day.
Good on you, Woz. Good luck, Brendan. What about yourself?
Best for the day for me is Stand to Attention. Race 5, number 11, Scratch from Sale on Sunday to be saved for this value. Race 2, I think Kumo Sun's a good bit of value there. The first starter around the $8 there at the moment. For the quaddy, 1 and 3 in the first leg, into 1, 2, 4, 5, second leg, into 2, 4, 5, and 8 in the third leg. And we'll bring it home with the shorting number 10, Exalita. And the play of the day, going to target race number 5, Stand to Attention. Race, taking in some trifectas and quinellas with the 10 and 12.